It's kind of cool on a Friday. We're giving props. See what I did there? It was an airplane joke, Aaron. Kevin Walsh, the event director for Thunder Over Michigan Air Show, is in studio. YankeeAirMuseum.org for tickets, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, getting ready, man. August 3rd and 4th at Willow Run Airport. And you guys are celebrating Corsairs this year.
Correct.
Now, yeah. Corsairs for me go back to, I can't be the only one. There was a TV show called Baa Baa Black Sheep, right?
Absolutely.
Pappy Boyington, I think. It was Robert Conrad.
Yep.
When I was a kid, I wanted a Corsair. I have no idea why, but the wings folded up and they were cool looking.
Exactly.
So the Corsairs, the history of the Corsair is what here as it relates to the Motor City and to the Air Force?
Well, it's one of the most famous World War II fighters of all time. And,
right.
And again, it's the aircraft that a lot of us grew up on. But really, it's the success in the Pacific Theater during World War II is what we're celebrating. But we're bringing the world's largest gathering on them. And this is what we do. This is what we do that's different, is we gather the aircraft of a single aircraft type and create these world gatherings that nobody else does in the air show world.
Yeah, it's you know, and when you look at them, I mean, you think about the carrier-based operations and stuff. I'm not going to get all deep into the Corsair thing, but it is. It's one of those planes. It's one of those historic planes. Yeah. So when you say the largest collection of Corsairs, what are we talking about? What, as we go Corsair crazy for this?
It's Corsair crazy. Well, there's never been more than a couple at an air show around the world, and this is an opportunity where we're bringing as many of the flyable ones together as possible. Right now, we're up to 14, which is an unheard-of number to see. So people are traveling all around the world. We're getting letters from all around the world from people coming to the show just to see this one single collection of Corsairs.
That's cool.
Love this stuff, man. And you know, of course, we got our F-16. The Viper's going to be out there. The Screaming Sasquatch jet? Come on now.
What is that?
That's the first thing that jumped out of me. I'm like, what the hell is that?
Right.
And it's sponsored by Jerky, which makes it even better.
Right. Can you eat the plane when you're done flying?
Oh, you can eat Sasquatch, too. Sasquatch will be there.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, the Jack Link's Sasquatch. And Jack Link's Beef Jerky Screaming Sasquatch is the only jet-powered biplane in the world. And it's kind of bizarre to watch because it's one of those aircraft that you kind of think you know what it's going to sound like and what it's going to do. And then they fire up the jet engine in the middle of flying and they do things that no airplane should do.
And then the Sasquatch parachutes out and drops Jerky onto the crowd. You don't want to miss it.
I'm going to suggest that as a promotional idea. Yeah. I think that's fantastic.
That would be great.
I'm sure the Sasquatch is like, yeah, no, we're not doing that.
I would go just for that.
So how many people, I've heard numbers anywhere from like up to 80,000 people attend over the course of this event?
Yeah, we have an average of over 65,000 people each year that attend the air show.
I love this. I love it. And you know, our time out, a friend of mine is an author named A.J. Baim, and he wrote a book called The Arsenal of Democracy. If you've never read it, and it's a quick read, it reads like a movie. But about the relationship that the Motor City has with the aircraft industry and how we all pivoted in World War II to just start building planes. So off the top of your head, just name some of the stuff, I mean, from not only Ford, but other companies here in the Motor City that were building stuff for it.
There was really no company that wasn't involved with the war effort. And it was Ford that built over 8,685 B-24 bombers. And the pivotal point of that is that when the war started, we knew we were going to get into the war well before Pearl Harbor. Roosevelt called for 18,000 B-24s to be built. The company that was building B-24s were only building one a month. And we needed 18,000. We didn't have 18,000 months to win a war. So they came to Detroit. They came to the automotive manufacturers and granted Ford the contract. And they started building a bomber every 55 minutes, from one a month to every 55 minutes. And that's one of the reasons we won World War II, was that home front power, that strength of Detroit, the strength of the automotive industry. We outproduced our enemies. No one in the world could produce like we could produce. And that's where the home front is so important. Not to take away from the front lines, but that home front story is what the Yankee Air Museum.
Women power.
You're damn right.
50% of the workforce at Willow Run's bomber plant.
Rosie the Riveter, man.
Yep,
I mean, that
absolutely.
Celebration. I know you guys have done stuff out there past. Again, at Willow Run. Now, the website, I always tell people, YankeeAirMuseum.org. What do you learn? Do you have to get stories from people, like whether it's pilots or people who worked on the line? There's always something new that comes up for you guys. I'd imagine men and women contact you telling stories about their parents or even when they were here.
Yep, and actually, we're still blessed to have many World War II veterans and World War II home front workers in Rosie's. We actually get visits from original Rosie the Riveters from Willow Run.
Seriously?
Yeah, I mean, you want to talk putting someone on a pedestal. Now, they don't think they deserve the fanfare that we give them, but they were as much of a hero to what Detroit did during World War II and what Detroit did for the world. It's unbelievable, the stories. And we're capturing them at the Yankee Air Museum through oral histories.
Wasn't that the culture, though? You think about it. I mean, like the mindset was you had to do this.
Yeah.
You go and do it. You step up. And then you get back to your lives.
Yep.
Right? I mean, that was the mindset. So when we celebrate these people like we should, there's only like, what, 500,000 left for mm-hmm. World War II?
Yeah. Yeah.
We celebrate these men and women. Yep. And then they look at you like, I did what I was supposed to do.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's
crazy.
All-in effort.
Yeah. So let me see. Yankee Air Museum again, .org for tickets. Thunder Over Michigan Air Show. Kevin, man, this is such a cool event. Now, Saturday, are we doing the same hour Saturday, Sunday, right? 9 to 5?
Yep, yep. Okay. Same hour, same show. But the important part is kids 15 and under are free for our event. We make sure that this is very affordable for families. They don't even need to buy a ticket. Again, 15 and under, you bring them at no charge.
See, mad props to you again.
But they have different packages, too, which I thought was pretty cool. Because last year, instead of like just doing the general admission, you could do like officers club and you get food and appetizers and a special area. And
it's always the officers. It's always the officers. It's always the officers. It's always the... So the same this year, though, same kind of you can do different packages?
Absolutely, yeah. There's four different levels of premium seating for those that want the VIP experience. Yeah. Of course, that's an additional on top of the general admission ticket. But each of them feature different aspects of hospitality that you can enjoy during the air show.
I spent almost 9 years in the submarine service, and there are more airplanes in the ocean than submarines in the sky. So I like my odds better.
Thank you for your service.
You're welcome. But then we'd have the Airedale guys come on, and they'd always be like, there's no way I'd get in a submarine. I'm like, there's no way I'm going up in the sky. Yeah. No, man. I see people doing that. What other planes are we going to see? Obviously, the Corsairs.
Obviously, you're going to see over 65 aircraft from World War II all the way to modern day. You're going to see fighters, bombers, transports. One of the largest military aircraft in the world, the C-5 Galaxy, is coming. First time ever in 20 years. Yeah. It is an absolutely massive aircraft. There's only 52 in the U.S. inventory, but it's the largest U.S. military transport ever built. So it's something that you can't even believe it when you see it, that it actually flies.
We should try to land it on Jefferson, just see what happens.
No.
That would be fun, though.
Not even.
What about helicopters?
Lots of helicopters. Absolutely. Military and civilian helicopters. We even have police units, Michigan State, Detroit, et cetera, bring out their police helicopters so people can see what they do on a daily basis for our communities. They open up the helicopters to get kids inside them.
Such a cool event. It's such a cool event.
Reminder, too, Yankee Air Museum is nonprofit, and I was just reading something on your site, and this is cool. If you become a museum member by July 1st, you guys are giving away free tickets.
Correct. Yep.
That's cool.
Yep, absolutely. Depending on your membership level is the number of tickets that you get. But again, at yankeeairmuseum.org membership, you can find out all about that, because we treat our members very well, and we want them to be engaged in everything we do.
It's important. It's important. I mean, we talk about our kids. I'm a big history buff, as Aaron knows. I mean, and teaching my sons to respect history and understand it. And this is an opportunity to make it real for people.
Yep.
Really, think about it, for your family. Think about there to see it firsthand and go, that's what I've been telling you about. That's what you've seen in the movies. That's real. This really happened. They really flew those planes.
Yeah. It's the only conduit to aviation. Of course, any other day you walk up to an airport, there's a fence. There's barbed wire on the top of the fence. There's no way to get into an airfield on a regular basis for the general public. This is the open doors opportunity for people to experience aviation up close. And again, also meet those that maintain these vintage aircraft, but also defend our nation each and every day serving in our military.
Do you have a job? Can we go out? I don't know. I'm not sure about flying. Can we do the where we point and tell them to leave, like those guys?
Sure.
You know, we can figure something out.
You can do that. I want to fly.
We might have an actual guy behind you actually giving the real signals. But
you don't want Aaron flying a plane.
I don't want to fly it. I just want to ride in it.
Okay. I've seen
it. I want to go upside down.
Aaron gets from Mount Clemens to our studios here in 23 minutes. So, yeah, if you want to break. Okay. Last question. Kevin Walsh, the studio event director for our Thunder Over Michigan Air Show. Will run August 3rd and 4th. Hi, everybody on Facebook as well. Thanks so much for joining us. YankeeAirMuseum.org for tickets. You guys have an amazing collection of planes. However, if I came to you and said you can have one plane to add to the collection, what would it be?
A Ford-built B-24. One of the ones that was built there at Willow Run coming home. There's only four that exist in the world.
Where are they? Do you know?
One in Canada, one in the United States and Louisiana, and two in England. And that's the only four that exist out of 8,685. So if there was one single airplane I'd like to see return to Willow Run, it would be... one of those special airplanes that were built there.
We should start a rumor that some guy out of Muskegon, some Uper, has one in a barn, but he won't let anybody look at it. Oh yeah, I got one here.
I say we go take back our plane from Canada.
Exactly. They don't even
and the UK.
How many beaches did they get? Just one. We took three in Normandy.
Yeah.
They owe us.
You don't deserve that plane.
Not the way we wanted to end this interview, but what the hell? We're yelling again. It's fine.
Next promotion.
Right. Yeah.
Big Jim's house goes on the road to bring back a plane.
I've been to Canada once. They know me. Kevin, thanks so much for coming in, man. We love this event. We will be there with bells on. To keep you, Aaron, away from the plane so you know she's coming.
Okay. Sounds good.
Anyhow.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, bud.
Thanks.
Bye, guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.